Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Fishing out on the open ocean.
Hey, Rachel.
Oh, hey, Lee. Hey, Peter.
Rachel, are you fishing?
Yeah, but I'm no good at it.
Don't say that, Rachel. You're really good at fishing.
Oh, please. I haven't caught anything all day. It's probably because I'm not strong.
Rachel, what are you talking about? You're definitely the strongest person on this ship.
I guess. Maybe I just don't have the talent for it. Or for anything.
Are you kidding? You're so talented. You're one of the most talented people I know. Seriously, so talented. You're crazy to doubt yourself. Wait a second. Are you fishing for compliments?
Yeah, but I'm terrible at it.
No, you're not. You're great at fishing for compliments.
Peter, she's doing it again.
Ah, I missed it. I can't believe you manipulated us into saying nice things about you.
Sorry. I just... Whoa! I caught something!
Nope, not falling for this again. You want us to compliment you about how good you are at pulling really hard on a fishing line.
No, I mean I really, really caught something. Help!
Oh, come on, let's help! What is it?
Whoa, it's
a magic lamp. A shiny shoe. Yes, right, a lamp.
I bet we get 3 wishes.
Ooh, you'll never guess what I'm going to wish for.
You're going to wish for snacks?
I'm going to wish for snacks!
A really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we perform stories written by kids.
And we do it all out on the open ocean.
On our ship that's called the Tidal Wave.
This week, as always, we got 2 brand new stories for you. And we're also going to make 3 wishes on a magic lamp. Well, Peter won't be doing any wishing.
Hey, wait, what?
Well, Peter, you were just going to wish for snacks, right?
No, I was going to wish for snacks.
Should we get to our first story?
Yep. First, let's check out the original story that the author sent in. Megan, take it away.
This one is called In the Car. In the car, I see a house. In the car, I see a car. In the car, I see a squirrel. In the car, I see school. In the car, I see my friends. Hello, friends. I love my friends. They are making funny faces. In the car, I see a butterfly squirrel and a monkey and a kitchen in the road. The end.
Thanks, Megan. And now, here to introduce their story is the author.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Leah. I'm in kindergarten, and I live in Maryland. This is my story. It's called In the Car.
She loves a car, and I'll tell you why. In the car, she sees a friend. She loves her friends.
I love my friends.
From the car, she sees a kitchen. Yeah, that's right. There's a kitchen in the road.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Pull over for a sec.
Okay, right here?
Excuse me. Why is there a kitchen in the road? What is going on?
Oh, that's my kitchen.
What? Well, why do you have a kitchen in the middle of the road?
In case I get hungry, or if the kitchen in my house is out of juice.
Okay.
Do you want any juice or something?
No. No, thank you. Anyway, great talking to you, but you know where I'd like to be?
Where?
In the car. In the car. I can see everything in the car. In the car. In the car. I see the world when I'm in the car. In the car. In the car. I can see everything in the car. In the car. In the car. I see the world when I'm in the car.
Honk, honk.
Road trip.
Oh, where did she drop us off?
Right, where are we?
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Leia.
Hi, Lee. My name is Leia.
Hi, Leia. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too.
How's your day today so far?
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Playing with Stella.
Who's Stella?
Oh, she's a dog.
What kind of dog? Is she your dog?
No, she's our uncle and aunt's.
Oh, do you have pets at home?
We have four fish. One is a tequila sunrise, and one's named Tequila Sunset, and one's named Pretty Ballerina, and one's named Rainbow Sunshine.
Those are the best names of animals I've ever heard in my life. How did you come up with those?
I kind of like rainbows, and my sister really like singing and ballerinas. We have tons of ballerina things in her room.
Oh, is your sister older or younger than you?
I'm 5 years old and my sister's 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
We actually made a drawer called the sharing bin where I put some things that we want to share in there.
Oh, that's such a good system. I'm going to try that maybe with some friends of mine.
Okay.
So, Leia, how did you come up with your story in the car?
I kind of like looking out the window and riding with my grown-up seatbelt.
Okay.
And I see lots of nature. I usually see houses, trees, and squirrels. There are some funny things in there. I forgot one of them. One's a monkey butterfly.
And there's one thing that you say in there that's really funny, which is a kitchen in the road.
Oh, so yeah, that's funny.
Did you really see a kitchen in the road?
No, that was actually really funny. I put some jokes in there.
That's a good joke. Do you like coming up with jokes?
Yes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It is Lee from Story Pirates.
Lee from Story Pirates who?
It's you.
Ah! You got me. That was shocking. When you're driving in the car and looking out the window and watching things pass by, does it make you feel a certain way?
It makes me feel like owls, because I actually love owls.
Like owls?
Yeah, I saw an owl today at the Nature Center in Austin. All the owls had broken wings. I saw a buried owl, a barn owl, great horned owl, and Eastern screech owl.
Owls are sort of scary looking in real life, don't you think?
No, they aren't.
You don't think so?
Yeah, they're not scary.
They got those eyes that just look at you.
No, they're actually not scary. Snowy owls' faces are not scary, actually. They look actually kind of cute.
They look kind of cute and sort of beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who I bet thinks owls look scary?
What?
Mice.
Yes, because they're prey. They actually are silent, so you may not hear them.
So, like, you never know when one's going to swoop down if you're a mouse.
Yes.
Better run fast, mice.
Yeah, I'm actually really fast. I'm the second fastest person in my class.
So do you run a lot?
Yes, I do actually have long legs, so I think those make me run faster, and I have a lot of energy.
Amazing.
Every day.
It sounds like you do have a lot of energy.
I do.
This has been so fun. Thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
It's my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was a great story.
That was amazing. Ooh, nice. Okay, hey, is it time to make our lamp wishes?
Great idea, Megan. But, how do we do it?
The lamp is shaking.
It's alive. There's something crawling out of it. It's...
a hermit crab?
Hey.
A magical hermit crab!
What? No, I'm just a regular hermit crab.
Okay, time to make our wishes, everyone.
Wishes? Don't make wishes. I can't grant them. I'm just a hermit crab.
Okay, I have a wish.
Please, no.
And my wish is...
don't do this.
...that people liked me more.
I told you, I'm not magic. What is wrong with you?
It worked!
No, it didn't.
Whoa, I think I do like you more.
Me too.
Me three.
No, you don't. None of you like him more. He's the same, and you're the same. I'm not magic.
Don't be ridiculous. We found you inside a magic lamp.
That's not a lamp. It's a tea kettle.
Nice try, magic lamp hermit. Okay, my turn. I wish I was the smartest person in the world.
I can't make that happen.
One plus one is two's a crowd. Three is free. Hey, look at me. Four's the floor. Now give me more. Five. Wow. I'm a math genius.
Ooh.
What did any of that mean? Are you all pranking me? Am I being pranked?
Okay, my turn. Magic hermit in the lamp. I wish I always had the perfect comeback.
Nope.
Yourself.
Yay!
Why are you yaying?
My turn.
No. My turn.
Gasp.
No more wishes. This ends now.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
My turn, my turn, my turn!
No! My turn!
Gasp.
No more wishes! This ends now!
What? Why? We're having so much fun! I'm popular now, all thanks to you!
But this is what I've been trying to tell you. I'm not magical. I'm just a hermit crab. A nothing. A nobody.
Says you!
Great comeback, Megan.
Thanks.
That wasn't a good comeback. Why would you say it was a good comeback?
Hey, be nice to Peter. He's my friend!
Yeah, and 2 + 2's a crowd. 3 is free.
Stop this! Right now! For the last time! I am not magic! I am just a hermit who wants to be left alone!
But you did make me like Peter more. I defended him.
Yeah, and you really did make me better at comebacks. I usually can't think of what to say at all. And you definitely made me smarter. I said a bunch of stuff so smart, even I didn't know what I was saying.
Yes, exactly. Because it wasn't smart.
Wait. I think I understand what's happening. So what you're saying is, if you're not really magic, but you still gave us magical powers, then the magic, it was inside of us all along.
Sure, why not?
And so your true magic was helping us to see our magic.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Sorry, but you guys don't have magic powers.
Haha, your face, Kent, says your mom and oh man, no, he's right, yeah.
How sad.
I feel so empty.
Me too.
But hey, if you guys need to believe that, then maybe it's okay. Sometimes the greatest magical power of all is just believing in yourself. Because when you believe, you can dream. And when you dream, the sky's the limit and anything is possible.
I feel like you were phoning that in.
Like,
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, that felt weird.
So should we do another story?
Please. Stories really are magic.
Agreed! Yes! Yes!
Hi, my name is Leela, and I live in Payson, Arizona. I'm in fourth grade. This is my story, The Girl Who Couldn't Stop Reading, a.k.a. me.
All right, class, we only have a few moments, but I believe we can get one flawless rehearsal before the recital tomorrow. What do you say?
Yay!
And a one, and a two, and a... Yes, that's it! Uh-huh, and don't rush the refrain, and clarinet solo! Clarinet solo! Leela!
Huh, what, who? I was reading.
Leela, that's the third time you've missed your solo. Oh,
sorry, Mrs. Casimir.
Leela, I'm gonna call you out in front of your peers here as sort of a cautionary tale. As a teacher, I want to encourage you all to read, but you need to know when to stop. It's like Leela is a girl who can't stop reading. I want the rest of you to be able to stop reading when you need to do things like have a clarinet solo or... I don't know, what's another reason? Leela? Leela?
Huh, what, who? I was reading.
That's it, Leela. I'm giving you detention.
Huh, what, who? I was reading.
Okay, I'm just going to send you home with this note for your parents. There you go. See you tomorrow. Watch out for the kids walking in for my next class.
Okay, bye. Oof, hey! Sorry.
Watch out.
Sorry.
Ouch!
Leela, get your nose out of that book and watch out for the...
Hey, Teach, where should I put this box of...
symbols?
Sorry. Okay, out of school and ready to walk home. Mrs. Casimir said I need to stop reading so I can pay attention to where I'm going, but this book has just gotten good. I bet I could walk and read at the same time.
Watch it!
Sorry!
Hey!
My bad!
Look out!
Sorry! It's just I'm about to find out who the main character is going to marry and oh, this book is so good!
I beg your pardon?
Oh, what, who? I was reading.
Oh, you're reading The Pond on Glory Lake. I love that book. Hey, did you get to the part where Felix leaves Maria for her aunt?
No.
Whoops! Spoiler alert! I'm sorry, now you're not going to want to read it.
No, I'll still read it. Actually, I can't stop reading. I read all the time. Last night, I stayed up until 12:30 reading and was like, okay, whatever. I read all 7 Harry Potter books in 2 weeks.
Wow. Which was your favorite? I said, which was your favorite?
Huh, what, who? I was reading.
It's okay. I asked which what. Hey, are you reading again?
Sorry, I gotta run, but it was nice to meet you. I'm Leela, by the way.
I'm Carrie. Take care, Leela, and get your nose out of that book while you're walking. Hey, watch out for that cyclist and that goose and that clown wheeling a shopping cart filled with whoopee cushions, sleigh bells, jack-in-the-boxes, and marimbas. Oh, hey, she missed it. Nope. Leela, you okay?
Oh, what, who? I was reading. Mom, I'm...
Leela, you bumped right into me.
What, who? I was reading.
Reading, I know. How was school today?
Oh, it was great. I finished Wuthering Heights and started The Pond on Glory Lake.
That's great, but Leela, what about your other subjects? Math, history, art? Leela? Leela!
What, who? I was reading.
Okay. Tacos for dinner tonight, honey.
Gotta go, Mom. I have homework, I think. Oof! Oh, sorry, Dad.
That's okay, sweetie. Oh, Leela, you dropped your bookmark. Oh, hey, this isn't a bookmark. It's a note from her band teacher. It says,
I never thought I'd be saying this, but could you encourage Leela to read less? I know exactly what she means. We've tried, but it's like Leela is a girl who can't stop reading.
Do you think we should be worried about her future? Will she be able to find a job and have a life if she can't stop reading? Jim? Jim?
Huh? What? Who? I was reading.
Jim, I swear.
The note from her band teacher. Oh. Anyway, I think it'll be all fine. You know, Jerry from work.
Jerry, yeah.
Well, he has a connection to the Library of Congress and she can get a job there.
Doing what?
Reading.
Oh. Well, sounds like a perfect place for her in the future.
Future! Future! Future!
Okay, tour group, one last question before our tour of the Library of Congress ends. From which former president were over 5,000 books bought to help finish the library in 1815? Yes!
Alexander Hamilton?
No! Stop! No more! First of all, he was never president, and second of all, it was Thomas Jefferson, who, if you ask me, truly deserves a music... Okay. You know what? I'm sorry, everyone. We've gotten a lot of Hamilton answers. Okay, thanks so much for taking my tour. My name is Leela. If you have any questions...
Oh, sorry. I was so busy reading this book, I bumped right into you.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, you're reading Stars, Stripes, and Spiders, An Arachnid Guide to the U.S. That's a great book.
You've read it?
Yeah, I've read all the books here at the Library of Congress.
So you've read every book in the United States?
Yep. Once I got done reading them all, they made me a tour guide.
So you're not reading all day anymore?
No, not exactly. Because I keep on reading. Ingredients on boxes, pamphlets, graffiti. It's like I can't stop reading. But once you've read all the books in the U.S., what is there left to read? I mean... What do I do next?
Read all the books that haven't been written?
Haha, good one.
No, I'm serious. If you love reading so much, you should be an editor. That way you can read the books before they come out.
Wow, with a job like that, I could really have a great future.
Future, future, future.
Leela, my wonderful wife, I'm home.
Oops, sorry, Dad.
It's all right, Leela Jr. You were so busy writing that you just bumped right into me.
I was just trying to finish this last sentence before Mom gets home.
Honey, I'm home. Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was so busy reading, I just ran into both of you.
And I was so busy writing, I ran into you.
Honey, is that a new story for me?
It sure is.
Great, I'm gonna start reading it now.
Wow, I must be the luckiest guy alive. A wife who loves reading, and a daughter who loves writing, and me, a man who loves to talk. But not as much as you two love to read and write, of course. All in all, it makes me feel like we've gotten our happily ever after. Do you both feel that way? Guys? Guys!
Huh, what? Who?
I was writing.
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, is this Leela?
Yeah.
So you love to read?
Yeah.
Are you reading right now?
No.
I just wanted to check, because I know you never stop reading, so I wanted to make sure I have your full attention.
Yeah. I read the Harry Potter series in 2 months.
What?
Yeah.
All the Harry Potter books in just 2 months?
Yeah.
What do you like about reading, Leela?
I don't know. It's just like you can experience like different worlds, I guess.
Yeah. It's like you can go somewhere brand new.
Yeah. And then if you don't like that world, you can just like go to a different book and be in a whole different place.
Leela, do you have any recommendations for any kids out there who... maybe don't like to read that much, but you could recommend a book that will really suck them in?
I like a book called The Candy Shop War.
Mm-hmm.
It's about four friends and this evil person. And the evil person wants to drink from the Fountain of Youth.
Wow.
But they don't realize it, and she gives them magic candy.
Wow, cool. Have you ever been to the Library of Congress?
No. When I went to Washington, D.C., we were on a tour, so we couldn't go inside of it.
Got it.
But I wanted to.
Someday you'll go there and find all the books you could ever read.
Yep.
Do you think you'd ever want to become a book editor?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Because a lot of things... Because then I could, read a book before it came out.
Yeah.
And then I could get the book and be like, oh, this was supposed to say this, but then I made it say what it says.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Leela, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
Thank you for performing my story.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. Thanks to today's authors, Leia and Leela. And thanks to today's special guest, Santino Fontana. We're taking next week off to recover from our LA benefit and to prepare for our New York City benefit. So we'll see you in 2 weeks with more stories and songs written by kids.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Santino Fontana. Today's episode features performances by PJ Adzema, Eric Austin, Lauren Brickman, Kurt Cruz, Eric Gerson, Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, SJ Sun, and Rachel Winitsky. In the Car was written by Rachel Winitsky and Eric Gerson, produced by Eric Gerson, and associate produced by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have a glass of juice from this kitchen that's in the road. Delicious juice.
Hey! I'm drinking juice here!
Jeez.